There's a Machlokas Rishonim, which is a Machlokas Machaba Ramah, Ashkenaz Svar, regarding the status of Avelis, whether Avelis is a Din Daraisa or a Din Drabanan. So the Shah is really is an Avelis Yom Rishon. That some Rishonim write, the Rambam, the Rif, the Gaonim, and the Machaber seems to follow that opinion. Avelis Yom Rishon is Da'oraisa, is biblical. And Ramah, following the other Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rush, even Avelis Yom Rishon is Drabanan. So the whole concept of Avelis, interesting, how important it is. It's only a rabbinical concept. It isn't even a biblical concept. So my nafkamina, as we know, we're just as zealous in mitzvahs drabanan as we are in mitzvahs daraisa. So what is the practical difference? Either way, a person is going to observe avelis, whether I tell you it's... whether it's so my nafkamina. So generally speaking, we have a general rule, safek daraisa l'chumra, Savik Daraisa Wachumra Savik Drabanan Lakua. A doubt regarding a biblical law was strict. A doubt regarding a rabbinic law we are lenient. But over here, based on the Ramban in Torah Ha'adam, we have a principle, Halacha Kedivrei Hameko Ba'Avelis. In general, we have different machlokesim. Sometimes it's a Das Yochid, a minority view. Sometimes we accept, we don't accept. We guide all the general rules of Machlokes. But in addition, that in a situation where normally we wouldn't say to be Mako, in a situation where one would normally say Safek Daraisa L'chumra, but because of Avelis, Halacha L'Divrei HaMeiko. Of course, how do you define Halacha L'Divrei HaMeiko? What is being Mako? We'll have to see. Is the Meiko not having the Avelis or having the Avelis? But Halacha Kedivrei HaMeiko B'Avelis, we'll assume not having the Avelis. And therefore, whether it's a Suffolk Avelis, we're lenient on Suffolk Avelis questions. And the Gemara says in Moed Katan, we'll see, Kriya L'chud and Avelis L'chud. There could be a difference between Kriya, rending the garment, and Avelis. So the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, Yudalad Amud Beis, that there's no Avelis on Yontif. Why not? So the Gemara says, because Simchas, the mitzvah the Rabbim of Simchas Yontif beats out the mitzvah the Yochid of Avelis. Avelis is a private affair, Yontif is a communal affair. However, so that's a given. It's a Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. According to Rambam, they're both Daraisa. And it's the mitzvah derabim deraisa beats out the mitzvah derabim deyachid. According to Tosfos, the both derabanan simchas yontif today, because we don't have the base on mikdash. So nevertheless, that's the halacha. We don't do avelis on yontif. The shaila is, what about on yontif sheni? Why would yontif sheni be any different? Because everyone agrees yontif sheni is only derabanan. There's a mitzvah derabim derabanan. So according to us, B'nai Ashkenaz, there's nothing to talk about. So Avelis is only Drabanan, so you wouldn't have Avelis on Yom Tov Sheni. But according to the other Rishonim, Avelis Yom Rishon Daraisa, so then you would have Avelis on Yom Tov Acharon. And within that Shita that says that Avelis Yom Rishon Daraisa, they quote, derive at others, it's only if it's Yom Misa and Yom Kfura. That today we never use, in Israel they might have it, but in America it's rare that we have it, even though you're supposed to be buried on the same day, but today because of COVID and mace, people need time to come in, so we don't have it. However, that's a debate whether it's you need Yom Misa or Kfur. Either way, so according to the Bahag and those Rishonim, if you hold Avelis Yom Rishon Garaisa, so perhaps that supersedes Yom Tov Sheni Drabanan. That's a debate whether a mitzvah Daraisa D'Yachad overrides mitzvah D'Rabbim D'Rabbanan. But according to the Ramah and the Bali Tosfos, it wouldn't even get off the ground. So that would be one nafkamina. Would you have Avelis on Yom Tov Sheni? So what we do is, because Halacha L'Divrei HaMeiko B'Avelis, we go Laku on both halves. We don't observe Avelis. We don't do Nehigui Avelis on Yom Tov Sheni, but we start counting from day two. So that's how we do L'Maisa. And The other nafkamina is regarding the halacha. This is a nafkamina. Everyone agrees. That's part of, I should say, some acholis. We show them a halacha, we do it. Whether the Gemara, the halacha is an avel yom rishon doesn't put on tefillin. So why not? So according to the way the Ramban and others learn, that's good for the issue. If you hold avelos yom rishon as deraisa, so then you don't put it on tefillin. If you hold that, but if you would hold avelos as derabbanan, you wouldn't. We don't assume that. What we assume, we paskin all avelos as derabbanan, and we hold it doesn't make a difference. Nothing to do with deraisa derabbanan. It's a din of avelos. So lemaisa, we don't wear tefillin on yontav rishon. They have the minigan. I think the Chayyada brings down the minigan broyers. Other places is that if it's not. So if it's Yom Misa V'Kfura, so then if it's Yom Misa and Kfura, so the Choshev for the Shita that would make it the Raisa, so then there's a minig of putting on a tefillin without a bracha. So those are the different nafkaminas. Is number one is would you have Aveilus on Yontov Sheni, and secondly, would an Avel Yom Rishon put on tefillin if it's not Daraisa? So we assume yes, but that would be the debate according to the Ramban, and then you'd have to get into whether you had the Misa and Kfura on the same day.